USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House is poised to set up a commission to probe the January 6th occupation on the Capitol. House Democrat leadership has scheduled votes on two bills stemming from the Capitol incident. The votes come as a series of confrontations on Capitol Hill have rattled lawmakers. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is attempting to shut down another oil pipeline as America is experiencing a major gas shortage. The Democrat governor says the pipeline has pumped crude oil through the cross-section of Lake Michigan and Lake Huron for 70 years. Whitmer described the two 4.5-mile sections of pipe as a ticking time bomb. The New York Yankees have another positive COVID-19 test, this one involving a staff member, manager Aaron Boone said before their game against the Orioles on Sunday. The Yankees have had 9 total positives with the organization since Monday, 3 coaches, 5 staffers, and shortstop Gleyber Torres. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
A suspect has been arrested in the slaying of a 4-year-old boy whose body was found on a neighborhood street in Dallas, Texas. 18-year-old Darian Brown has been charged with kidnapping and theft. The Dallas Police Department said in a statement, investigators anticipate more charges when results from forensics get back to them. A New Jersey cop was busted Sunday for running a meth lab out of his house, prosecutors announced Sunday. Christopher Walls, 50 years old, a longtime member of the Long Beach Police Department, was arrested after a domestic disturbance call to his home. Cops allegedly found the ingredients and equipment for making meth in the basement.
Miss Universe competition is... Viva Mexico!
After more than a year delay due to the coronavirus pandemic, the Miss Universe competition was finally held Sunday at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood, Florida. Miss Mexico, Andrea Meza, wowed the judges with her beauty and brains. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the pandemic continues to weaken its grip on the United States, officials in charge are not making it easy to understand where we stand with mask wearing. Dr. Gupta tells CNN we could have done a better job.
I think we have to report the science and report what the CDC's new guidelines are, but I do think there's a larger obligation here. We can report what the news is, but then we have to explain the relevance of it. And I think, you know, to be honest, you know, I think the CDC made a critical error here in surprising basically everyone with a very significant change last week. I mean, it was significant, and I can tell you, just from my own reporting, days before that announcement, I was talking to senior people at the CDC who told me that indoor masking would probably be the last thing to be lifted because it is so effective, and it's not that hard to do in most situations, just to put a mask on. And yet, just a few days later, they basically said for vaccinated people, masking no longer necessary at all. So that was a surprise, and the strategic mistake was the stakeholders, the implementers, the businesses, the governors of states, whatever it may be, they were kind of all shocked as well. So when you show that collection of various responses across the country, playgrounds over here, what they're doing in Oregon, Nevada says casinos now could possibly be open without masks with no proof of vaccination. On the other hand, Hawaii is still saying mask mandate in place. It is a mishmash, and that could have been avoided.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.